One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're the twos, and we...
Cena's back. Oh, it's almost a call meeting him there. And now the fight's on.
Cena taking the fight to the bloodline, but he's all alone.
Jimmy going for a ride. Uh-oh. Oh, numbers game. Solo almost victimized by an AA. Jimmy Uso put on the brakes, and now Jimmy just gave the signal. A very cocky, a very confident Jimmy Uso tonight. Oh, no! Samoan spike to the greatest of all time. And what surprised me tonight was the attitude of Jimmy Uso and how he took control of the situation. There was no more waiting around for Jimmy Uso tonight. He took charge. Cena is helpless after the Samoan spike. AJ Styles has been carted off to the hospital, and Cena now suffering this 2-on-1 assault at the hands of Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. Heyman looks on, and you gotta wonder what the tribal chief Roman Reigns thinks about all this.
Yeah! Listen to this place!
Let me talk to you!
For Tuesday, September the 26th, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. And no, that's not quite what happened on SmackDown this past Friday. That was at least what was meant to happen on SmackDown this past Friday. A John Cena getting beaten up by Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. We were supposed to see LA Knight come to his aid at the end of that show. That ended up not being the case due to LA Knight contracting COVID, consequently missing that show and an entire weekend worth of WWE events as well. In fact, LA Knight is on such a high at the moment, he's riding such a high within WWE, that not only were multiple plans for SmackDown scrapped because LA Knight wasn't there, but at the live event in Palm Springs, California on Saturday night, WWE actually offered refunds to fans who had come to see LA Knight. They do that mainly for your John Cena's and your Roman Reigns's, rather than LA Knight, which shows you exactly where LA Knight fits in the pecking order of WWE right now. He's a megastar. But what we were meant to see on SmackDown was meant to lead to a match at WWE Fastlane. John Cena teaming with LA Knight to face off against Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. Last night on Raw, it was announced that John Cena will be in action at Fastlane, facing Uso and Sikoa in a handicap match. Now, despite this, according to the Wrestling Observer, the plans for Fastlane haven't changed. Quote, LA Knight and John Cena is still, in theory, the pay-per-view main event. It's been announced, obviously, as a handicap match in the hope that LA Knight will be healthy by next weekend for the pay-per-view. and he can be reinserted into the match, even possibly on the day of the show, even possibly while the match is in progress. But if for whatever reason he can't make it to Fastlane next weekend, that kind of thing gives WWE some creative options on how they replace him. Should we get to Fastlane and LA Knight not be part of the show? Now, also last night on Raw, speaking of Fastlane, another match added, a title match, as Seth Rollins will put the World Heavyweight Championship up against Shinsuke Nakamura, the time and place finally named by Nakamura as being Fastlane next Saturday in a last man standing match. And the whole story of this rivalry has been Shinsuke Nakamura knowing that Seth Rollins has a back issue, a major back issue, and he has promised a match so brutal that Rollins would never be able to walk again. It'll be interesting to see how far these two end up taking it at Fastlane a week on Saturday.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Some news on a SmackDown star and a Raw star's return before I let you go. Sheamus has been conspicuous by his absence on WWE TV for a little bit. Dave Meltzer says Sheamus has, quote, a really bad shoulder injury. He explained that it's the reason he's not been part of SmackDown since his match against Edge back in August. It's not quite known, though, if the injury was caused during that match. But what we do know is it's a really bad shoulder injury, and Sheamus hasn't been cleared to compete as of yet. We saw the return to Monday night for Tegan Nox last night. Now, this was a return that we were supposed to see last week. It was scrapped as the doors were opening on Monday Night Raw, and instead it was Natalya that took her creative spot against Becky Lynch. However, last night, Tegan Nox made her return on Raw, defeating Natalya and earning a future shot at the NXT Women's title. It was revealed later on Raw that Nox will get her title shot next week on Monday night against whoever is leaving NXT No Mercy on Saturday as Women's Champion, be it Becky Lynch or Tiffany Stratton. So Tegan Nox scheduled for a fairly big bit of business on Monday Night Raw next week. Nice to see Tegan Nox officially back in the mix on WWE TV. You do love to see it.
Wrestling is my escape. I'm glad I get to hit people, so I don't want to do any bad things anymore.
OVW is the little engine that could. You get outside of WWE and AEW, the best wrestling in America is taking place right here.
You're not going to go one-on-one with me?
Yeah, baby!
people watch OVW because you get the first glimpse at potentially the next big thing in pro wrestling.
It all comes down to one thing. One of the most legendary professional wrestlers ever, Al Snow.
Professional wrestling is an art form. It's the art of physical storytelling.
I am gonna rip your freaking head off!
It's a morality play. It's good versus evil.
The art and the creativity of this industry, there's nothing like it.
You don't feel like a nobody anymore. I'm Hollywood Haley J.
Wrestling is a very aesthetic business, and you have to look your best.
This is the Muppets. I'm Kermit the Frog, and I literally run the Muppet Show.
Al is one of the best wrestling minds, but you know what? Al's not the best with money.
This is the summer to take it to the next level.
We need to create a summer tour.
A lot of times, I get told something to do from people that have no clue how it works.
If we don't start doing better, there won't be an OVW.
I've spent 40 years making a name for myself in this business. I'll be damned if I'm gonna let anybody ruin it.
We do see when you guys aren't doing what you're supposed to be doing. We're all supposed to be in this together.
I want to go to WWE and be top dog there.
Wrestling's new to her. It's real exciting to her, all the positives, and I feel like she hasn't seen like how this ruins people's lives.
Can you please not be your character for 1 hour? How about you try to be yourself?
I'ma always be Haley J.
Wrestling, for a lot of these people, gives them a purpose in life. A reason to live.
We chose to do what we had to do creatively to make our family survive and to let him work on his dream.
My name, my reputation is all wrapped up into this. I'm doing it because I desperately want this and everyone involved in it to succeed.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I hope all this works.
One of the most talked about Netflix shows this month is Wrestlers. It follows the trials and tribulations of the team at Ohio Valley Wrestling as they navigate a pivotal summer that very well may change the shape of the organization going forward. It's an incredible series, which you can binge watch now on Netflix. I had the chance to chat to the CEO, the co-owner of OVW, Al Snow, about it all. We chatted for about an hour last night. You'll hear it later today on the podcast feed. One of the things we talked about was how busy Al Snow's office gets. Your office is a, you might as well put a revolving door in, because I feel like there's always people coming in and going out. Yeah. We've seen some real crunch meetings with you and Matt and Greg take place in there. We've seen shows written in there as well on pen and paper. I've got to ask, Certified came in, just cut a promo and left. Does that happen a lot, Al?
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time. Yeah, they'll be, you know, just walk in there and, you know, I'll be in the production office, you know, doing something, or, you know, I'll be out walking around and I'll come back and they're in there getting changed. They're getting dressed in my office. I'll be like, get out of my office. There's no room. I don't care. Get out of my office. Don't put your balls on my chair. Get out of my office.
Hear more from Al Snow on the Cultaholic podcast feed later on today, and you can check out Wrestlers on Netflix right now. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.